Chris Miles was able to retire twice by the time he was 39 years old. But he's not content to just enjoy his own financial freedom and peace of mind. Chris wants you to have your own ripple effect so you can live free today. He's not the financial advisor you expected. He's the anti-financial advisor you deserve. He's jumping behind the mic right now, ready to make waves. Here's Chris Miles.
Hey, everybody. Chris Miles here, cash flow expert and your anti-financial advisor. Welcome to our show that's for you and about you. Those of you that work so freaking hard for your money, and you want your money to start working harder for you right now. You want that freedom, cash flow, and prosperity today, not 30 or 40 billion years from now, but right now, so you can live that life that you love, doing what you love with those you love. But most importantly, guys, about creating a life of meaning and impact, because as you become blessed financially, you can bless more lives and create a ripple effect through their lives too. Guys, that's the legacy that I'm excited to share with you guys today. Thank you for binging, tuning in, and doing everything you guys do. Hey, as a great reminder, be sure to check out our YouTube channel, The Money Ripples with Chris Miles page. Go and click subscribe, whatever you want to do. But subscribe is the actual right button, not the other button I just mentioned. But go click subscribe, follow it, especially where we got a lot of these great videos and great content for you. So be sure to check that out. Hey, how amazing would it be if you could create monthly cash flow, passive income from making at least double digit returns on your money? And get this, it's only $1,000 or more that you need to invest. Guys, that's exactly what Secured Investment Corp does. They actually do short-term lending to real estate investors that's backed by real estate that you can actually earn double digit returns on. That means 10% or better. It's also IRA friendly. And you can even reinvest those monthly distributions to create compound interest on your money too. So guys, if you want to learn more about that, go check out securedinvestmentcorp.com. That's secured, S-E-C-U-R-E-D, investmentcorp.com. All right, guys. So I got a special guest today. This is actually someone I've known, been blessed to know for the last year and a half. Really get to know him more on a closer level, right? As we've been able to work together and do things. Louis Visco, out of California here now. Louis is awesome, right? He's waving hi at you guys right now. So hopefully you saw that and I didn't just my big head get in the way. But in any case, like Louis, the cool thing about that I love about him is that he actually started this journey right as the pandemic started, right as COVID made the scene. Louis was there. Louis was actually like in the middle, you know, doing these investments. And in fact, not just investing, but now actually prospering during this period of time. When most people are saying, oh, what did it do to you? Louis has the opposite effect. You know, he has the opposite answer. He's like, dude, COVID was awesome. So excited to have Louis here to be able to share. Yeah, he's like, maybe not that awesome.
Maybe not awesome, but you know.
But excited to have you here today, Louis, to share your experience. So welcome to our show, man.
No, thank you so much. It's great to be here.
So give them a little bit of background about you, what you do and your family and everything.
Okay. Well, I live out here in California and born and raised. And I basically, I work in the film and entertainment, film and television production. I've been doing that for 25 years.
What were some of the shows you worked on that we might know?
Like feature films I've worked on. I worked on Pursuit of Happiness with Smith. I worked on Blue Jasmine, the Woody Allen film. Worked on Rent, the Chris Columbus production of the Broadway play.
Wow. And,
Milk, the Sean Penn movie. He won an Academy Award for that. So I've been fortunate to be able to make a living doing that. It's something I'm really passionate about, and I really enjoy the work. And so I feel really lucky.
Yeah. And you're kind of an artist yourself too. Like you have like many talents, right?
I don't know. I mean, I play guitar a little bit and
see right back there. Yeah.
Got my Strat here, my trusty Strat. And then I basically, you know, I play in bands and stuff like that just for a hobby. I don't really make a living doing that, but it's definitely fun. And I'm also a yogi. I like to practice yoga which goes hand in hand with my line of work, you know, it's a physical job. So in order to be able to continue to do that, I need to practice yoga. So.
And they make you work crazy hours too, don't they?
Yeah. I don't know if you've been following the news, but they authorized a strike. And one of the issues is the amount of hours that we're asked to work. And the fact is, when I started, we rarely did a 6 day, you know, a 6 day week, but now it's almost just expected that you're going to work every Saturday. And so there's a lot of burnout. And for us in my department, it's a 12 hour minimum, you know, that we work.
Yeah.
Once we're in production. So the hours start adding up pretty quickly.
Absolutely. That's because people like me keep wanting to binge watch stuff, you know, so it's my fault.
Well, thank you for watching that stuff. If you didn't, then I wouldn't get to work on those programs. So
very true. Very true. Yeah. Well, tell me this, like, why did you want to go on this journey of passive income? Like, what, I mean, was it because you're being burned out from work that you kind of saw that you need to have a light at the end of the tunnel, or what was it for you?
I think that was partly a light at the end of the tunnel. We do have a pension that I've been putting into over the years.
Yeah.
And the thing I recognize about my job is it's really a young person's game. And I just hit 50 years old. And as much as I love the work, I'm like, I realize that I have a shelf life, you know. So the pension, you know, to receive the full benefit of it, you got to go to your 65. And I just, I don't see that necessarily as a possibility for me to do that. I've already done 25 years. So
to go another 15.
Yeah. I mean, if I'm able, I would love to, but I don't know if I physically can, you know, to manage that. Well, we'll take it year by year, you know?
Yeah.
So, I recognized also that I needed to save money on my own. So, you know, I did what most people do. It's like, I opened an IRA or Roth IRA and funded that every year and just was all in on the stock market. And, you know, even during that time that I invested, there was the crash in 2000, which was devastating to the portfolio. And and then there was, you know, the financial crisis in 07. And then I started working with you, and then COVID happened and the portfolio dumped 40%, you know, so it was like volatility is the name of the game there. And like, I didn't have any control, and I never sold out at the bottom. I just was like, stay the course, you know, and it was all mostly index funds and stuff like that. And but I kind of started listening to podcasts and stuff and realizing, like, I got to do something else, because this isn't, I'm never going to save my way to where I want to be. So with that and then my pension and Social Security, I felt like I needed to kind of accelerate a little bit or try something different.
Yeah. Is that how you found me? Like, is this show, like, you found the show? Is that what it was? Or
I was starting to listen to podcasts, and you were a guest on a podcast. And the thing, I can't even remember which one it was, but whatever you were saying spoke to me. And so then I went and looked up your website, and then I was like, you know, there was some intimidation, but I'm like, I'm going to give him a call and, you know, see, like, maybe he could work with me and help me out. So that's how it happened. And I think the first time we talked on the phone, even, it was like, you were like, we were trying to figure out what podcast it was, and we couldn't quite nail it down, but
I think it was Chris Prefontaine. I think it might've been his podcast.
Maybe that was the one.
Yeah. Oh, so, that's awesome.
Yeah.
So, okay. So yeah. And you had a goal, like, I know you were talking about, like, you want to hit a certain income goal by 55, right?
Mm-hmm.
Tell us about that. Like, I mean, that goal, how did it feel? Did it feel scary? Did it feel unreachable? I mean, what was it for you?
Well, for me, it did feel a little bit like something that was unattainable, you know. At least doing it the way I was doing it, you know, saving in your Roth IRA and trying to, you know, get to $1 million even, is like, it's a really daunting task, you know. Like, the market has to be with you, and you can only, you're limited to how much you can put in there. And even that for me was a struggle to make that. I always tried to reach that threshold, but you know, some years were better than others, you know.
Yeah. So, and based on the income goal you had, like, you'd have to save like $2 million in a Roth, which it's kind of tough when you're doing that 6,000 or even this year, 7,000 a year. You're like, woo, I'm on my way.
$2 million seemed insurmountable. So I knew I had to make some kind of a change, you know?
So what were the changes that allowed you to start taking action and start to get results? Cause you've done a great job in the last year and a half. I mean, we literally, you know, we met just pre-COVID, like barely, you know, and you've been doing this all through COVID, despite, you know, especially because I know you've done rental real estate. There's been supply shortages, even on the real estate side, you know, inventory shortages, and you've just been knocking out of the park. I mean, what were some of the first steps, like mentally, like what were the things you had to overcome in order to start pulling the trigger, even during this whole massive chaos going on?
Well, I think that there's a certain amount of comfort to, you know, investing in the stock market. Cause like, well, that's what you're supposed to do. Everybody's doing that. But once I realized that that wasn't going to help me exactly meet the goal that I wanted to, I started exploring other stuff. And when I first bought a home to live in when I was in my late 20s out here in California. And as soon as I did that, I was like, oh, I want to do that again. I would love to own more property someday. Yeah. But in California, it was just unaffordable. It was almost unattainable to buy something and be able to rent it out and have it cash flow, you know, where you're not having to throw money at it every month. And so I think the finding that concept of like investing out of state was something that I had to be comfortable with property management and something that was, you know, 3,000 miles from where we live.
Yeah.
So that first to make, I mean, I had done all a studying of podcasts and readings about it. And of course, everybody mentions the Purple Book and I'd had read that. And it was like, it does change your mindset about certain things.
Yeah.
And because of that, I wanted to make the move to that, to investing in passive, in assets that would bring me passive income. Yeah. And it was just, the first one was so scary. It really, like, what am I doing? Am I making a mistake? You know, like it was scary. And yeah, so I think working with you definitely like helps, like there's somebody in your corner that can, you know, like help you understand that the fear is natural, but that this is the path that you want to do. And once you buy the first asset, I mean, after that, it becomes each successive one becomes easier, you know?
Absolutely.
And it's been the game changer. And like you said, we met right before COVID. I think the first time I talked to you was December of 2019. Mm-hmm. And then I decided to work with you. And our first call, I think you were reminding me was like, March 6th, right?
Yeah, March 6th, 2020.
Everything blew up right after that. So
yeah, couldn't have been more perfect.
Yeah, it was a very scary time. It was really the uncertainty of it. So
yeah, it was. Yeah. But, and like you said, I mean, you could have read Rich Dad, Poor Dad over and over, cover to cover, but it wasn't until you actually got your feet wet a little bit, right? And started to get into it. And you're doing something that a lot of people that I talk to that they're scared to do. Like a lot of people are scared to do the property. Some of them are just saying, you know what? I don't have to, even if it's a turnkey property where they don't manage the property, they'll still say, oh, that just seems too scary. I'll go do a fund or I'll go do a syndication or something like that, where I can just throw my money at somebody else and let them handle it, which is almost like the kind of the light version of doing a mutual fund, right? It's like, yeah, I'll just go there. I'm more comfortable there. How did you get over that? Because I mean, not only did you do the first one, I mean, you're well on your way to hitting your max that your credit will allow, you know?
That first one was very, yeah, it was scary. Mm-hmm. There is a certain amount of like taking that first step and into the unknown. I guess just through studying and hearing your podcasts, mm-hmm. learning more, I felt like I needed to take a chance. Try something different. So, but I believe me, once you do that first purchase, after that, it is so much easier. And especially once you start, the proof of concept starts happening.
Yeah.
And then passive income is starting to be built, then it's like unbelievable. And what it did was it changed my mindset. Being a film technician means like you're a freelancer. You work a project, maybe it's 3 months, maybe it's a week on a commercial, and then you're not working. So there was a certain amount of uncertainty and anxiety that was in the back of my mind that I didn't even really realize. It's like people that work in my world, you have a certain amount of money in the bank as a savings.
Yeah.
And that's like, that keeps the anxiety at bay because, you know, you might not work, you know?
That's
so.
Right.
Now that I've started to build this passive income, I realize how dangerous the position I was in before when I was just relying on working. It was a scary position to be in. And I didn't even realize it when I was in it. But now looking back on it, I'm like, oh my God. I mean, it was, you know, if you get hurt and you can't work or things happen in life. I mean, so it was a precipitous situation, and I'm kind of glad that I found you.
Yeah, it was kind of like that. I was telling somebody on another podcast interview recently where I said it was kind of like that fire alarm, right? Like even if it was just the test fire alarm that went off, like really with the whole what's essential, non-essential, you know, with business and stuff. And especially your industry got hit hard by that because, of course, you're in California, right? And everything else going on. And you, you know, you've got strikes and everything else too, you know, on top of that. Like it was, it's, it was kind of like that big wake-up call for you, wasn't it?
Yeah, most definitely.
And I feel like most people have missed that wake-up call. Like some get it. Like they're like, ugh, I need to do something, but they're not sure what to do, right? While there's been others saying, well, at least I got through that. Next, right? Where, but again, their life is still 100% active income.
Yeah, the W-2. But also, you know, like I think in my family too, we weren't raised necessarily to be entrepreneurial. Like my dad had a W-2 job and his generation though, you know, he worked for one company for like his entire career, you know, and then retired from that. So he never looked for a job. Like once he got that one in 73, he just kept working, you know, until he was done, which is, we don't have that kind of security, you know?
No, definitely not. Definitely not. So tell us now, like what's that difference? Now you've seen, now you start to have income coming in. Now you're about halfway to your goal already, right? Yeah. What's been the difference? What's changed for you?
Well, I mean, definitely that, like, occasionally I'll get some anxiety around like, you know, I need to get the next project. Uh-huh. Definitely having that, like moving forward in the right direction on the path is definitely, I think that's the best part for me, is just that it's reduced that anxiety, you know, that little voice in the back of your head. So, and just seeing that it's working, I'm excited to continue down the path, you know?
Yeah.
The journey.
You kind of got that good carrot dangling now, right? Now you start to get a taste of the income and you're like, well, keep it coming. Let's go. What's the next deal, right?
And you know, and there is going to be like some roadblocks, some stumbles, things happen, you know, like you get a service call or what, something, you know, happened at the rental unit, but all in all, it's just, it's worth it. It's definitely worth it.
Yeah. Are you managing any of your own properties or is it all?
No. Everything is out of California. So even if I wanted to, I long distance manage seems like a recipe for disaster. And the thing is with good property management, you hear about it after the fact, really, unless it's a major thing where they need authorization to spend more money. But
right,
like you hear, oh, there was a service call last month, you know, like, I don't know, the pilot went out and the hot water heater, whatever it is, you know.
Yeah.
So it's kind of, you don't get the 2 a.m. phone calls, you know.
Yeah. And you have properties in which states now?
Well, my partner, she's from Ohio. So especially in the beginning, I wanted to visit and see everything that we were purchasing. So we started in Ohio where she's from. And we go to Ohio every year. So it's like, it just made it a lot easier. We kind of understand the area. And so in Ohio and then in Indiana and then one in Tennessee.
Awesome. Yeah. So you definitely got it in multiple markets. They're not just in one place. So if something tanks, you're not stuck there either.
Even within Ohio, we're in a couple different cities. So
yeah, exactly.
Regional market, you know. So
what advice would you give those listening? Because I know there's a lot of people listening and they might have been just like you. They're listening to tons and tons of podcasts, reading books, and they're still seeking that information or looking for something. What would you recommend to them?
I think the thing is, I hear them talk about this thing called analysis paralysis on different podcasts. You might have mentioned that too. Mm-hmm. And it's like, at some point you have to take that leap and, you know, and face the fear. And then once you're on the other side, it's not as bad as the fear made it, you know, because there's all these scenarios that come in your mind. Well, like what happens if this, you know, happens, or all the scenarios that could be bad like come into your head. And it's like you really need to get some experience, get on the other side of the line, face your fear and make that first step, and it's everything falls into place after that.
Perfect. So. I totally agree with that. Well, Louis, I appreciate your time today. It's been so great being able to talk with you and and even just catch up today as well. Yeah, we caught up before this and just got to see that progress you've made and, you know, and continuing path that you're on. And I'm excited. Like I'm excited to see you be able to say, you know what, screw the pension. I'm good. Like, I don't need it. Right. If I get it, it's a bonus, but I'm okay.
On the cake.
That's right.
On the cake. If I get that, you know, so.
Exactly. Yeah. Well, good. Thanks so much again for being on here today. And I know everybody else probably appreciate this as well to get your perspective on it. So everybody, you know, you heard it. Like, you can read books, you can listen to podcasts all day long, but it does require some faith. It requires that leap of faith to act. And it might just be, you know, put, you know, dipping that foot in the water a little bit, just getting that toe in there and trying it out. Absolutely. But the great thing is eventually, as time goes on, your faith builds to the point where, like Louie and I, we're like, hey, this is easy. This is a no-brainer, guys. This is so simple to do. You know, it's not hard to do. It's all in our head, right? It's all in our head what we think is hard because it's not what we're comfortable with. But the freedom.
Change the mindset. That's the bottom line.
Exactly. You got to change that mindset. You got to open up to new ideas and get away. Like what you said earlier was that comfort, right? It was like, not just stay with what was comfortable, but have a little discomfort to be able to get that freedom.
Yeah. So. Yeah. I want to say, if you get outside of your comfort zone, and that could be, it doesn't have to just do with investing. It's like anything in life, like magical things can happen. You know, you're uncomfortable, but the fact that you tried something new, something magic can happen. So don't discount that for sure.
That's right. I'm sure as a yogi, you were doing a lot of breath work during those times, especially when the anxiety kicked in, right?
Yeah. Yeah, it's good to balance your body, you know, and definitely recommend it.
Yeah, absolutely. You don't balance the body, you don't balance the mind either. That's so true.
Yeah.
Well, again, thanks so much, Louie, and everybody else. Thank you for joining us today. Remember, it's not about listening to this. It's about taking action on it and getting results. Guys, I hope you make it a wonderful and prosperous week. We'll see you later.
Visit us online at moneyripples.com for more resources to help you fix money leaks and get your money working harder for you now.